These 30 days are likely to be the days that try the soul of the Bush administration.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The assassination of Izzeddin Salim, the current rotating head of the Iraqi Governing Council, makes clear that the mighty American war machine cannot assure the safety of the designated leaders who are supposed to be entrusted on June 30th with some form of sovereignty less than truly sovereign. Secretary of State Colin Powell offers assurance that the new authority can send away coalition forces whenever it wants to, but this is hyperbole. If anything, in a short term, the 130,000 American troops are likely to be reinforced from, among others, U.S. troops in South Korea. To win the hearts and minds of Iraqis, the authorities have to be able to show the restoration of utilities, services, and schools. According to the Wall Street Journal, the cost of providing security for contractors working on reconstruction has risen sharply in recent weeks and is expected to increase further. The Agency for International Development says contractor security costs have roughly doubled since last fall and now account for 20% to 25% of overall spending. Protection costs are expected to rise still further in coming weeks, reducing the money available for reconstruction and sending the administration knocking at the door of Congress for supplemental appropriations. There appears as yet no significant tendency to pull out of Iraq prematurely, as the United States pulled out of Afghanistan once the Soviets were defeated in 1988, leaving that unhappy country to its civil war and its warlords. But separatist aspirations among Shiites and Kurds could become a problem in Iraq, too. President Bush has a long way to go in Iraq between now and the next election. This is Daniel Shore.